Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. We're happy to have you, and you, as always, our desire is to have the truth from the grassroots level. Amen. That all the listeners that call in and share their biblical experience, that we can grow thereby. And we thank God for you and you. It's not a mistake that you are here. Amen. God love you wherever you might be. And we all are instruments, amen, in the glory of God. And we are looking now that we come together through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As you call in, call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And whatever song or hymn or spiritual song that you have, amen, that God has given you, amen, to bless his people and to bless you, amen. We thank God for it, amen. It causes out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, the Lord said, that's truthful witnesses, that his word can be established. Sometimes you might have something in your heart and mind you wanted to share, amen, with others, but you're not sure. And we're hoping and praying that, amen, that this broadcast, Doctrine of Truth, when we come together, amen, it creates a good environment for you, amen, that it help increase you, amen, your walk with Christ. We can't give you a certificate or some type of document, amen, for your further new education, but spiritually we're praying, amen, this will grasp, amen, into your spirit that you can walk according to the word of God. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpening iron. A friend can sharpen the countenance of his friend, amen. And also Proverbs 24:6 says that the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. You might have a word, a song, a hymn, amen, would increase your walk or your understanding in Christ. The Bible says, get wisdom in all thy getting, get understanding. Amen. Proverbs 24:16 says, for a just man falleth down seven times and rises up again. Amen. So he's not willingly making mistakes and calls himself to error, amen, but he's striving to be perfect, amen, but as well, he's learning from his mistakes, amen. If you can take your mistakes and learn from them, because it's a good classroom position for you, when mistakes come, just thank God, say, well, Lord, what you going to help me learn now, amen, and that's what we're about. All the time, learning from our mistakes. Take your mistakes, turn it around, and learn from it. And when you can write a book or write down, you can share with others, amen, you'll find you have strength, amen. You might not be perfect, but you can be successful. You might not be perfect, but you can be successful, amen. All right, we're going to pray. Father, we thank you here, God, for being with us, and praying that those that come into the studio, oh God, listening by ear, amen, those that are watching through tech electronic means, oh God, we're praying that as this recording going on, they'd be able to use it to further their walk with you. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, amen, the Spirit of Truth, amen. You said when the Spirit of Truth come, he will lead us and guide us to all. Amen. That is true. We thank you for it, and we thank you for your word. Again and again, we thank you, Lord, for being the word that you lead us and guide us. And we know that you are the word of God. Amen. The word, amen, came flesh and walked among us. Amen. And we thank God for the word that's left here to lead us and guide us in all truth. And Lord, we ask you to bless us to now. Bless us now at this time. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. Amen. The subject here is hoping to always here at Blog Talk, we try to, amen, deal with subjects that you might not normally have in your Bible study or your reaching out. Amen. Those that are new in Christ, amen, we're praying that some of these things that you hear on these subjects that you hear, amen, you can always go back to blogtalkradio.com/host Bishop Poole. Amen. You can go into the studio after we leave here. Amen. And pick up the 2 or 3 years of different subject matter. Amen. That you might be able to help others as well as yourself. Amen. Our website is www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org, as well as you can find us at jciministries.net. Amen. At the bottom of the page, you can see and make an email, or as well as you can go to Facebook. We have programming there on Facebook on Sundays live. Amen. Between the time of 12 to 1 o'clock. Amen. Also, from time to time, we do programming like this on Sundays. All of this come to edify. Amen. Bring understanding to enrich you to walk closer and victorious in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. He has left us, amen, a guide to defeat the enemy. And, oh, yes, we do have an enemy in this world. Amen. And so it's not always you. It's not always you. It's not always where you make the wrong decision. Yes. And yes, you can make the wrong decision. You can make the wrong decision. Amen. That's why Proverbs, amen, 24:6, amen, says there's safety among counselors. Amen. There's safety. Amen. You can make a wrong decision. Amen. 24:16, you can fall down and you can still get up. Living for Christ, living for God, you can make a wrong decision. The Bible knows that you can make a wrong decision. Amen. So the Word of God has come to keep you grounded in God, keep you grounded in the teaching of Christ, and keep you grounded, amen, as a person of Christ, and that you won't be so fully moved on every little wind of doctrine, every little wind of teaching. Amen. In the book of Colossians, and we always like to express, amen, what kind of Bible do you have? Are you invested? What you invested in? What do you know where you got that Bible from? Amen. And why did you pick it up? Amen. And use it in your studio, in your home, your Bible study. I'm not a seller of Bible books, but I always stress, amen, knowing where you got your studies from in the translation. Number one, you need a good Bible. We always like to say use the King James Bible. Amen. Your beginning, then you work from there. Maybe you might have an Amplified Bible. Amen. American Standard Bible. A New International Bible. Amen. Open Bible. Amen. But making sure, amen, that the Bible you have, amen, has as one of the known translations, amen, a known translation, a good study Bible. Then you work from your study Bible, amen, then you have your concordance. You have your concordance. Many Bible have concordance, study Bibles in the Bible, but you can get your Bible dictionary, get your expository Bible concordance commentary, amen. Then you can get you, amen, a Bible dictionary, and you can get open handbook Bible dictionary, amen. All of them have their parts, explain the background and scriptures and history of areas and of words. Amen. Then you be able to go on and get a full understanding. Amen. Throughout your life, this is one of the biggest investments. Amen. As you become in Christ, we're always researching. You're always studying. You're always determining and, amen, and discussing, not only with yourself, with the Word, amen, but with everybody else, because the Word of God is your lamp. Amen. You want to make sure it is the Word of God. Amen. You want to make sure, amen, what you're living and walking and sleeping on, amen, is the promises of God. Amen. Through His Son, Jesus Christ. So we're in an era and time now, and there's so many voices, so many interpretations out there, and so many different religions out there. Amen. When you come into Christ, thank God. Thank God that you got the right news. And you grow from there. You grow from there. It's easy to accept Christ. Amen. Once you understand that it wasn't your fault, amen, before the world was even created, before you was born, John 3:16 was there. God loved you before you was even born. Think about that. Before you even, amen, you didn't know who your mother or father name was. God loved you. God loved you unconditionally. Unconditionally, God loved you. Amen. You make a mistake, amen, man might condemn you, the world might condemn you, but once you come into the family of Christ, He even gives us, amen, avenues. Amen. Repentance. Amen. Repentance. 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us. Amen. Because you never know. You never know. In this time and this with these viruses and all this different sorrow, amen, people making mistakes, amen, people are having problems with jobs and finance, amen, with their health, and the enemy come blaming it on themselves, amen, and all kind of thoughts are going out, and the devil wants you to say that's your mistake because you was laid off. It's your mistake why you don't have money in the bank. It's your mistake because you lost your house, your home, your health. It's your mistake, amen. But once you understand, Jesus said it was going to be in this time. Amen. But don't let it be a mental, constantly mental warfare in your mind, because that's where all the enemies hang out at. All the different trials and tribulations hang out up there in the coconut, up there in your mind. Amen. Yes, it does. It hang out right up there. And once you find out, you can shake it off and move on. Amen. Even though you might not have shoes or clothes to put on, you can still shake it off and say, well, I'm gonna get better. With Christ, I'm gonna get better. And that's where we are. That's where we are right now in this study and this conversation. Amen. And this talk, that's where we are today. You can shake it off and get up and move on. And move on. This is what we're talking about now. Amen. It is human. Amen. It is a part of, amen. Let's say you move to a new job, things look strange. Amen. That's common among men. Strange things happen. You get married. Amen. Oh, you got a partner. Things look strange living with one another. Amen. You move into a new neighborhood. Until you adapt yourself, things look strange. Yeah, that's understandable. Amen. But the enemy will tell you it's not understandable. And he wants you to pull back into your old lifestyle. And this is what Paul addressing in the book of Colossians here. Amen. If we go to the studio now, we're going to address this, amen, this topic. Take off the old clothes. And we talk about lifestyle. Take off the old lifestyle. Take off your old lifestyle and put on a new lifestyle. Amen. And we will see here. Amen. That Paul was saying, and Paul said, did you have the power? You have the power. And Paul was saying about it in the book of Colossians. We're going to start here just for a moment. And those of you that's come in for the first time, we thank you. Amen. Because normally at the bottom of the hour, we open up the studio for those that would like to give comments and remarks of how the Lord had helped you. Maybe some dreams and different things that happen. Amen. We would go to the bottom of the studio Amen. And we will tell you to push one. And we only give the area code and last four digits. We will not give out any names. You don't have to give your name. Amen. Because all these broadcasts are being recorded. Amen. And being used later on for studies and for spiritual growth. And people use them. You can, after the program is over, you can go back yourself. Amen. But if you want to, you can. So I want you to be relaxed. Amen. In Colossians, amen, and we're starting at the third chapter, and we're going to read a portion here. What Paul was saying about Colossians, one of the major concerns in this letter of Colossians is to encourage the Christian community at Colossians to worship Christ and to reflect this worship in their daily living. Yet in chapter 2, Paul turned to specify concern. The Colossian Christians should not allow themselves to be led astray from the proper worship of Christ by the false teaching which they have encountered. All right, we know there's many there out there, false teaching and false preaching. Amen. There's false teaching during that time as well. Paul went so on the stress, he said that false teaching and wrong ideals, Paul contests in this letter, seem to be a type of Judaism which not only attempt to force the Colossian church back to practical Judaism practice like circumcision, which also believed that they were a recipient of a special revelation not available to everyone. Amen. A revelation which they received, which ascended into the heavenly realm. Amen. In this letter, Paul seeks to bring the church back to the truth. Amen. Let them know that God in Christ is the head of the church. Now, I know many have out there all kind of teaching. Amen. Once saved, always saved. Amen. There are always other ways of God. Now, we'll take a very quick look in the book of Genesis, and you will find, amen, in the third chapter of Genesis, where the serpent addressed Eve about what God told her not to do. Amen. Everything began in the Garden of Genesis. If you have any farmers out there, you know you plant seeds and you water it. Amen. So the book of Genesis is called the seed pot. Everything growed out of Genesis. The serpent told Eve, amen, God told her not to eat of the tree. I don't know how long they had a conversation, but anyway, she took the grocery back home. She took the grocery back home to her husband, and he sat down and eat. You know, love, you close your eyes a lot of time on love, amen, and your partner. And they both ate of the tree, and when the Lord showed up, oh, a lot of excuses started, and then eventually the Lord evicted them out of the Garden of Eden. Those that saying that you can do anything and God would accept you, amen, you don't have to be saved or whatever. But what happened to God? The only two human beings in the earth was pushed out of the Garden of Eden. God did make sacrifices for them, but he evicted them out of the Garden of Eden. He moved them out. And one of the dangerous things there is, the enemy used is deception. He liked to take a lie and twist it around, take a little dash of truth. Amen. You got to take you take a little dash of this, little dash of that. Amen. So he took a little dash, amen, of the truth and twisted it and got Adam and Eve to move on their own. Walked out on their own energy. Amen. Out of their own energy. Watch this. Out of their own energy. Amen. And God. Amen. One of the biggest things you can do is disobey God. So disobedience is number one. Amen. In God's eyesight. Because he know the devil is out there to get you be evicted from heaven and earth. But you have the power to make the right decisions if you have the right information. Colossians, the third chapter. Watch Paul saying here to the Colossian church, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, For Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, set your affections on things above and not on the things of the earth. Now, as he go on, you go on and pull it out of your Bible there. Amen. For the sake of time, we're not going to read it all, but we want you to watch something. Amen. Notice what Paul said now. Amen. The fourth verse, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Modify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, and inordinate affection, evil covetousness, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Modify, you know, if you had a car, you know, you put all the tents, big tires on it, you know, make it out a racing car, you know, modify, change things around. For which things sake the wrath of God come on the children of disobedience. Disobedience got us kicked out of the garden, brethren. In which he also walked sometime when you walked in them. But now you also put off all these. Now here we are. You have the power the way Adam and Eve chose not to obey God. They somehow, the information that they received secondhand, and there's always that information somebody bring you and want to clarify what the Bible student said, what the teacher said, what the pastor said, the bishop said, amen, whatever. They always want to come in and clarify and simplify, amen. And you hear me stress anytime about make sure you have the right Bible. There are some Bibles that have clarified John 3:16. It don't even look like John 3:16. They want to say God had he, she, hit, dog, cat, anything, but only begotten son. Amen. They want to make God sound like he had all kind of sons and whatever. Amen. But God gave his only begotten son. And Hebrews said the word of God, God came down and wrapped himself up in the word. Wrapped himself up, and the word became flesh in the gospel according to John, the first chapter, amen, in the 14th verse. So God himself came down. But now you have the ability, Paul is saying in Colossians 8th chapter, the third chapter, the 8th verse, but now you also put off all these, put them off. You're able to take it off yourself. You're able to stop being angry. Wrath, malice, blasphemy. Blasphemy saying anything you want to say about the church, about God, amen, and going there and dress God church up in any kind of way, amen, with all these idols and statues and, oh, blasphemy. Filter communication out of your mouth. You can stop it. You can stop it. How you can stop it? By knowledge. Lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed. Are we renewing in knowledge after the image of him that created him? Amen. Knowledge is powerful, brethren. Ecclesiastes 7 and 12 say, amen. Wisdom is power. Amen. And money is power. Amen. But the excellent of wisdom, amen. Ecclesiastes 7 and 12 says, wisdom is a defense. And money is a defense. But the excellent of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them that have it. And one translation says, wisdom is power. We know, once you decide to make up your mind, amen, it's hard for anybody to stop you. You made up your mind to get saved. You made up your mind to call this number. You made up your mind, whatever you had today. You're always making a decision. But once you made that decision, say, okay, I'm going to do thus and so. You have it. You have the ability in you, amen, to change things around. Because of the fact it stops. God is a God of communication. God is a God of communication. That's why the word, God sent the word. Jesus communicated. Amen. He sent his word and he's wrapped up. Amen. So the word goes out. You make a decision. Always making decisions, left and right, right and forward. Amen. You make decision by the information. Amen. God love you unconditionally. You should write that under your notes. Unconditionally. Amen. He love you. He know, like the psalmist say, he know we just a blade of grass. We like a vapor. We here today and gone tomorrow. Amen. Things can happen overnight. 37 songs. Amen. You can see things happening now through this virus. Amen. Through this economy. Amen. Things come up. It's gone. Amen. But with Christ. Amen. With Christ. Paul said, amen. He can do all things with Christ. That strengthen him. Amen. Strengthen. God can strengthen us. Amen. He will strengthen us. And he's helped us. That's why he sent his word. That's why he sent his word. Amen. So you can take it off. You can take it off with God's help. Once you make up your mind. James said, if you can resist the devil, he'll flee. The enemy don't want to be known that he throwed the rock. He don't want to be known that he scratched your car with your keys and throw the rock and, amen, cross town and amen. You know, he don't want to be known. And once he find out, you know, that's him, he's gone. You have to run him down and find out, oh, no. And you get it, oh, no, it wasn't me, it wasn't me. You start telling lies and making excuses. Amen. James said, if you resist him, he'll flee. So once you know, amen, you have a problem, amen, according to the word of God, according to the word of God, some of these old things you're trying to hold on to, you might feel, you feel comfortable, amen, listen to yourself, tell lies and jokes, amen, but it stopped your communication with God. Because God is a God of knowledge. Amen. He gave you a dream and a vision. Amen. What you've been listening to. We're going into the studio. We're getting ready to go in the studio now. Amen. We thank God for you and you and you and you and you. Studio being full. We thank God for you. Amen. We always emphasize that we're here to help one another. We don't fight. We don't argue about the scriptures. You got the wrong blog talk program, because we come together to help one another. And you can be able to, if we don't have the answer, we just let you know we don't have the answer, but we'll try to have it again. You can go to our email, amen. Go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You go there and go down to the bottom of the page. Amen. You can email us. Amen. You can go to www.jciministries.net and you'll find us there. Or you can go to the youth channel, go to the youthreach.org. Go to the youthreach.org. Amen. And you can leave an email. Is there as well. We're going to the studio and we're discussing, amen, take off the old clothes. Take off the old ways, your old habits. Amen. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Yes, you can. You can. Amen. And God with prayer. Prayer. Amen. Prayer is better than that old cell phone and communication you got. Amen. Prayer is an open line. 24 hours a day don't cost nothing, but all you just talk to Jesus. Amen. He'll give you the information. That's why God is a God of information. Whatever it is, whatever you're going through, amen. Now, James said, amen, Peter said, in the letter of Peter said, don't think it's strange. You're the only one that's going through that. Don't you think it's strange that you're the only one in debt? No, you're not the only one in debt. Don't think it's strange that, oh, you're the only one out of job. No, you're not. Oh, I'm the only, no, you're not. You're not. No, you're not. Whatever you say out of your mouth, no, you're not. There's other people out there in Christ, amen, are going through. The church, they sent for the elders of the church, and the church prayed for the sickness, amen, and prayed for God to bind situation and loose situation. Well, Jesus knows, amen, he walked this earth, the Son of God. All right, we're going to the studio. You can push one on your phone now. If you have a comment, a scripture, amen, that's, you know, don't try not to turn your phone up too loud. Amen. We get a feedback. Amen. But if you go, we're going to the studio. Amen. And we'll give always, when you push one, the technician will put you in. Amen. You can stay on the line. Amen. As well. And we'll mention your area code and your last four digits of your telephone. The last four digits of your telephone. Amen. And you can give a comment, a scripture. Amen. What you like to say. You don't have to give your name. Amen. And let's remind you that's also, we have others here in the studio. Amen. I'd like to do a comment as well. But we're happy to have you and you, and we'll be praying for you always to be successful. Yes, you're not perfect. You probably make some mistakes. Amen. But at the bottom line, we want you to be successful. Yes, you're human. And that we all know that, and we're working together to better things. Everybody's different, amen, and they walk with Christ. Some just starting out, and some that have been there for a while, amen. But we're all striving. We're all striving to win. Let other people know that Jesus is still alive. God is still on the throne, amen. He said about all these things that are happening in this world is already written. Amen. We already have won, but he just wants you to show that he is with us always. All right, brethren, we are open up the lines now. Take comments and words, songs, visions, amen, concerning, amen, maybe how you want to walk with Christ, how you've been walking with Christ, and some of the things God showed you. Don't get too personal. Amen. Something to thank God has shown you that you was able to stir yourself around. Maybe a word of scripture that came to you. Amen. It was able to help you, and you shared it with others. And that's what it's about. Amen. It's about that we're ambassadors and of Jesus Christ. Amen. The power of God is still in the land. Okay, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Our secretary will put you in. Amen. We're talking about, amen, take off. Take off. You can take off. You can take off. And I shared many times what it really helped me early in my ministry, my early walk with Christ. Amen. A man gave an example about don't let anything just go through your mind. Amen. Guard your mind, amen, about certain things, amen. Don't be so soon, like I said, angry, amen, blaspheming, being wrath, malice, filthy communication. He was saying that, you know, if you go guarding your home and taking care of your home, and you have a knock on the door, and you open the door, and three or four pigs running break loose in your house, and your parents not home, and amen. You want to just beg them to get out. You get a broom, a stick, and begin to run them out of your house because you know you got to clean up before your parents get home. Amen. The same thing applies with your mind. Things will come and go. Amen. We're in a land, amen, in a country. Amen. We live in a world, but we're always born in sin. Amen. Communications on the job, amen, around the gas pump, around the restaurant. Everywhere, you always hear things, but it doesn't have to stay in your mind. Amen. It doesn't have to take control of you because we feed off of knowledge. Amen. A good word is like gold. Amen. Discouraging word can destroy a person. So we have to kick out the bad words and discouraging words and the negativity. Amen, and get a song or hymn. Amen, keep ourselves encouraged. All right, we're in the studio. We're happy to have, amen, we're full up tonight, today, amen, wherever you might be listening. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. There's no mistake why you're here. Amen. The Lord wants you to be here, and it's going to be food to your soul. Amen. Press one on your phone. Amen. Press one on your phone, wherever you might be. Amen. And our technician will put you in. You have called the right number. All you have to do is press one on your phone. Amen. It's easy to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Once you understand that God loved you regardless, amen. That's why he sent programs and letters and comments. And once you decide that you accept him, his Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior, amen. You say it out of your mouth that you accept him, amen, and go to a Bible-believing church or someone that really told you about Jesus Christ. Be baptized in water. Amen. Then you begin your life. Water baptism is a part of the remission. It's a part of the removal. Amen. Of the old man. It removes the old lifestyle. But you have to, because you live here, amen, on this earth, you still have to move this old body, hands and legs, amen, on the new information. Amen. We're not so heavily bound that we can't remember that we live in here. No, God still wants to rub shoulders, talk with others, and let them know, amen, what you have received. Amen. Talking about the walk in Christ, amen. We're at 561. 1413. 561-1413. I think we're there. Amen. All right. God bless you on there.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How you doing?
All right.
Amen. Right here. I just would like to say I thank God for the topic tonight. It's a beautiful discussion. And I just want to say, you can reach your destination with the right information. God bless you in the name of Jesus.
All right, man of God, we appreciate that. Amen. It was short and sweet, but we understand. Amen. You can, amen, with the right information. God is a God of communication. Amen. He give us the light on our feet. All right. Okay. God bless you. All right. You can go right ahead, those of you. Amen. You can push one on your phone. If you're getting started here, getting the ship out in the water. Amen. Pushing out. Get out there in the ocean. Amen. We want to be able to help. Amen. Maybe you have a question. Some of you might have a question you want to ask. Amen. Not too personal. Or you have a dream you want to share. Amen. You want to have, remember, you should thank God for when you begin to walk with Christ, how he takes his time, amen, meet you on your own level, amen. All right, dreams come through multitude of business, Ecclesiastes says. Dreams come through multitude of business. When you really moving around, doing so many things, you have to examine the things that you have heard, amen, and seen through visions and dreams. Line it up with the Word of God. Line up with the Word of God, or have someone else you can share with, amen, the Word of God. All right, you can press one on your phone. Amen. We don't want to move too fast here. Get in your way. This is always the time that we give to the studio audience, amen, to make a comment or give out a scripture that we can help each other, amen, to grow in knowledge, to grow in knowledge. God is love, amen. He is love. He won't throw you away because you make a mistake. It's why it's good. 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you, of your sin. Forgiveness, amen, is a part of God, amen. That's what helped the world today. God forgave the world. Noah came, amen. God repented that he made man because of the enemy, amen. You cannot leave out that you have an enemy. Amen, amen. All this, the lying and instigating and things that he does, trickery to cause you to make a mistake because he knows that you don't have the proper information on certain things. Amen. All right, press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone. We're coming down, amen, close to the ending of the hour. Amen, because at the end of the hour, we will have prayer for those that are in Christ starting out, amen, that there are some things that it's very, because you don't see it in the Word, amen, you feel that God does not condemn it. But the thing about it, it holds you back. It holds you back spiritually. It holds you back, amen, amen. It holds you back from having a free mind. God give us a free and clear mind. Amen. That's what you have to be careful about in these latter days. Sorrow is about making mistakes. Amen. Things that have happened. Amen. Many times you want to blame yourself or others, and it rests on you, and you can't shake it. And, you know, through the Holy Spirit, time helps you to clear your mind on certain things, but as well, amen, you should not let the enemy continue, amen, have you to talk about unforgiveness, amen. You got to forgive. You got to forgive. The first part of my ministry, amen, I was working as a mechanic, line mechanic, and I had a customer come up and was working on his car. And he was talking, you know, young in Christ. I shared with him my faith. He was asking me some things. And I told him about it. He said, well, God not going to forgive me because I killed a man. I killed a man in the rain. I was a boxer. And he was in the late 70s. He was in the late 70s. And, you know, I had to stop work. I said, why God won't forgive you? Amen. The ring master and all the coaches, they should have stopped the fight, amen. But the man died, and I killed the man. And I say, God won't forgive me. God won't forgive me. You know, so many things that people have in their mind, amen, and they hold unforgiveness. But Peter said, if you cast your cares upon him, amen, for he care for you. God care for you, and he will forgive you. And he will help heal your mind. He will help heal your mind. Amen. He will heal your mind. Amen. That's why the Word of God is constantly, amen. You feed the Word of God in you. Amen. Constantly listen to spiritual songs and songs. Amen. And try to purge your surroundings. Amen. Because the mind records so much. Amen. But you can, amen, evaluate that. Amen. Put it to the side. Amen. Was another young man, a little man, short man, who I had a tent up. Amen. And he was always helpful. Always helpful. And they called him Doc. I always talked to him. And amen. He watched over the tent. Had a tent up there for the week. And I asked him, I said, Doc, why are you not what church you go to? And I can't be saved, man. I can't be saved. I said, wait a minute, now, why you can't be saved? No, I cannot be saved. Missionaries told me I can't be saved because I smoke a cigar and I curse every now and then. And they told me I'm going to hell. And oh, my God, I had to do a whole sermon there. Amen, because, you know, bad information, false information. You can get upset with your family, your relatives, your cousins. Amen, and you might say something wrong to get back at them, and might not knowing that it really it deeps down in their spirit and their soul and calls them. Amen. So you have to stop that. You have to stop being angry. Amen. And stop being so selfish to have your way. Amen. Because it affects other people. It affects other people. Amen. They're looking to you. Amen. To be victorious out of that. Those different ways. Amen. All right. We don't want to get started up again because this is your time. It's your time. We got about, we can take about five or six more callers before we go into prayer. Amen. To end this segment. Amen. Talking about taking off the old person. Amen. Inside, when being born again, is on the inside. Amen. Amen. We're not talking about your wardrobe or your clothes. And, amen. No, no, no. Buying a new house, a new car. No, no. So we're just talking about needfully. Some things you might have to if you involve in too much things God's going to show you is wrong. Amen. But, amen, some things you can do and you have to work through. Amen. Areas that you know is wrong in God's eyesight. Amen. He lets you know because he wants you to stop that. He wants you to stop that. But you can stop it. You can do it. And if you want God's help, amen. Paul said he can do all things in Christ that strengthen him. God will help you. He will help. The Holy Spirit would help you. Say, well, why God not helping me? God does not waste his time. He does not waste his time because you want to have something stowed up and ready, available, showing that he can help you, amen, fill up your boat full of fish. And you just want to see if God can do it. No, he's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. Amen. He's not going to waste his time. Amen. He's not like man. Amen. He want to call you for nothing just to see if you do it. No, no. God doesn't work that way. He doesn't work that way. Amen. But whenever you need him and it's out of your ability, amen. First Peter 5 and 7 says, cast all your cares upon him, for he care for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. The enemy think he can get next to you and destroy you. Amen. He will try. He will try. Amen. So let's tell God about it. And say, well, I don't know why God don't want, he's not doing anything towards this or towards that, because he know you're capable. You ever notice the sports, you know, you have the runners, they run extra distance to build up endurance. The weightlifters, they lift more than required to be prepared, amen, for the tournament. Amen. So if you go into any problems, the Lord won't let no more go on you that he know you can't handle. He know you can handle it. Maybe you just might be a little lazy about it. Want other people to do it for you. No, but you can do it. Amen. And just say, Lord, help me to do this. It might feel strange. Might feel strange. Amen. But later on, you'll thank God for it. All right, we're down. We're getting close now. Give me two more remarks. Amen. Because we're going to go into prayer for the subject and prayer for those that are struggling. That are struggling. Amen. The struggle is not that you can't do it. The struggle is that you don't know where you go from there. Amen. Sometimes you say, well, I got friends, but I don't know what friend I'm going to get next. But you know your friends are very unruly, ungodly, unlawful. Amen. And you just, you know, you don't want to be without company. Amen. But God will show you. You're not the only one out there, Peter says, making that adjustment. It's good to have a house prayer, a church home where people come in, like to go to the grocery store. Amen. Everybody going to buy grocery. And you should have a house of prayer where you go in. Amen. Everybody's coming there to get better in Christ. Amen. So in there you find your fellowship and you find, amen, friends. Amen. So right now we all, amen, we're kind of with Christ only, because we're not, some of us not going out. We're being in public too much. Amen. Because of the curfew and the virus. Amen. But Jesus said that I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. So now you got a chance to be rooted and grounded in God's word, studying, praying more. Amen. You'll find Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amen, will not let you down. He will not let you down. Amen. All right. All right, we can get one. Let's see. Let's take one more. We thank God for all of you, the 561, the 954s, and the 850s, and amen, all the 305s, and all of you. Some of you not. Some of you on the computer, amen. Some of you on the cell phone, amen. But we thank God for you, amen, for being in from week to week, from time to time, and share this with these programs with others, amen. There are many more out there. Amen. God is using whatever we have. Amen. Use what you have. That's what Paul, God told Moses. Moses, what did I put in your hand? Amen. If you got 2 talents, 5 talents, 1 talent, use it. He will not put no more on you. Amen. Financially either. Amen. God knows. David said he never seen the righteous forsaken. Now his seeds, his children, amen, out there begging. Because you always have someone to come along to help you. Amen. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Amen. Be strong. Amen. God told Joshua, Joshua, be strong. Be of good courage. As I was with Moses, I'll be also with you. Amen. And God told, David told Solomon. Told Solomon just before he passed. Amen. He told Solomon, be a man. Be a man, Joshua. Keep the commandments and the statutes that God told Moses. Amen. Be a man. Stand up for God. Amen. You stand up for God, God will stand up for you. You don't have to put no sign on you and say, I'm saved. You don't have to put a loudspeaker on you. If you walk around and people watch your life, people watch how you talk, and watch the things you do. Amen. They know the difference. They know you have made adjustments. Amen. They know you're not involved in certain things. And you know what? God will reach you right where you are. Amen. Isaiah said, come now. Isaiah 118, come now, let us reason together. Amen. Though your sin be as scarlet, they should be white like wool. Amen. Those of you that are struggling with your salvation, amen, there's no struggle in Jesus. Amen. Either you want him or you don't. Amen. Either you have accepted him and you wrestling with information. Once you're saved, the enemy always say you're not saved. He always say there's nothing happening. He always bring the negativity. Oh, you God ain't did nothing for you. Oh, I don't know why you want to do this. That lets you know the enemy, amen, trying to deceive you. And that's what Jesus said, be not deceived. Amen. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, so shall you reap. Amen. God know you're not perfect. Amen. But you can be successful. You can be successful. You can make some mistakes and shake it off. Amen. And get up and try it again. Amen. You end up being successful. Only Jesus knows, amen, when you fall and make a mistake. Samson got in trouble. And Samson came to himself and said, Lord, forgive me. And Samson got himself together. Amen. He killed more Philistines than he did. Amen. While he had all his eyesight. prodigal son, when he came to himself, amen, he went back home and had the best calf and best robes, amen. So it's about knowledge. It's about knowledge, brethren. It's about knowledge. All right, we're going to get ready to pray now. Those of you want to put in a short prayer for the audience, put in a short prayer for those that you know that's going through this virus, struggling with their health, their financial difficulties. Amen. Press 1. All right, we're at 561-1413. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
561. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Father God, we thank you for this lesson tonight. Lord, we thank you for the receiving as well as the believing of your miraculous blessings, Lord, of what's being said through your word, through a untainted heart, through a sincere motivation. Lord, like I said before, we thank you for the right information you can reach your destination. Thank you for Bishop Poole and the Jesus Christ International Ministries family and all those that are a part of Blog Talk. Lord, we thank you for blessing right now. And even though the virus yet rises, God, miraculously, you still specialize in Jesus' name. Keep us. And don't help us come closer and remember our first love as we first believe. And understand that the more we resist the devil, he will flee. But if we assist the devil, continued bondage, we would be. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. All right. We're closing prayer, closing prayer. Those who want to have a closing prayer, amen, push one on your phone. Amen, a closing prayer, push one on your phone. Amen, as we're coming down to the last couple of minutes, amen, we thank God for you. Amen, even though I thank God for your listening and being in the studio, amen, those for the first time, we thank God for you always. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.net. That's Jesus Christ International Ministries. Amen. And at the bottom of the page, you can follow us on Facebook as well as Blog Talk Radio. Go in and you can follow the broadcast. Amen. Go in the studio. Amen. After the broadcast, go to blogtalkradio.com/doctrineoftruth. Amen. And you'll find us there. And you can share many more broadcasts. We're happy to have you here. Amen. We're praying for all of you. Continue. Amen. Be strong in the Lord and power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Amen. He fights by information and the lack of information, and the warfare is in your mind. Believe it or not, it's up there in your mind. Amen. Once you can shake it off and take that negative information, amen, and flip it over and be positive, use it as a positive motivation. Amen. Motivate you to say, okay, I've been wrong. I'm going to take this and remind myself I can get it right. Amen. And you be victorious, victorious in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you now. Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon those that are listening, wherever they might be in whatever area code they are, and continue to lift them up. Through the blood of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you till next time. Amen. We love you and have a Jesus real day. Thank you.